Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Rick Villada joins us. He covers tourism and gaming for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Before you vote, you should have all the facts. But there's one problem. Sam Brown's hiding the truth. He doesn't want you to know he spent a decade working to ban abortion. Doesn't talk about running for office in Texas, supporting one of the harshest abortion bans in the country, and hides the fact that he ran a group trying to ban abortion in Nevada. The truth?
On issues of life, that is a non-negotiable for me.
He's an extremist, and he's wrong for Nevada. Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Shelley Berkeley, a proud Las Vegan who shatters barriers, becoming the first in her family to attend college, and served as UNLV's student body president. Serving in the Nevada Legislature, the University Board of Regents, and seven terms in the U.S. House of Representatives, Shelley excelled as the senior VP of the Toro University System. Shelley Berkeley, a dedicated mother and family woman. Shelley has the experience we need as our next mayor. Shelley gets things done.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. Building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Rick Villada. He is the tourism and gaming reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. It is a busy week. You were there. Tell us what you learned.
Oh, there's just, as always, it's the biggest slot machine shopping center in the world, because every single large company, or even the small companies, have their machines out there. They've got a bunch of equipment that is for systems, always. And that was in full evidence on the floor.
So what kind of things are the next best thing?
You know, I may sound like a homer here, but I think IGT had a really nice setup. And what do you think of when you think of IGT?
Wheel of Fortune.
Of course, Wheel of Fortune. And they're just adding a bunch of new things with Wheel of Fortune, including where the wheel is going to stop, which I'd never even thought about that as being a possibility. It's kind of like big wheel, you know, big six type betting, but it's on the actual Wheel of Fortune wheel. And the way they have it set up, it's in a system where multiple people can sit in kind of a stadium style arrangement. And that's what companies are looking for, because they like that social element on the floor. And that is something that it will certainly draw more people, young people, Gen Zers and the millennials. They like those types of games. And so because of the popularity of Wheel of Fortune as a game show, this looks like it's got all the markings of a real hit for them.
All right, now, is it...
Ask that question. I said, now, wait a minute, you've got Pat Sajak on some of your stuff. And they said, no, we've actually started to do some things with their new host.
Right.
So it's, things change over time. I think a lot of us were sorry to see Pat Sajak go, but Ryan Seacrest is filling in. I don't know if you watch the show at all, but he seems now start to appear in some of these visuals that they have on the casino floor as well.
You know, he's had an amazing career. I mean, he does so many different shows between radio and television, et cetera. It's just incredible. I don't know how he has the time. I don't think he sleeps at all. But the longevity of Wheel of Fortune as a successful casino product has been amazing. I understand that they're going to put these into
new games that they're putting together that will be on the different formats they have. Also, they are going to have them on the iGaming, so places where it's legal to bet online, they'll have a Wheel of Fortune as well. So it's one of those things that you use that brand, you branch it out, and because of its popularity, just Gen Zers and millennials, but also some of the older folks that are in there.
Oh yeah,
that's who you see at those places most of the time. Is you see people my age,
right,
going and playing those machines.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you know, Wheel of Fortune has been going on for 100 years at this point, so all of us are Wheel of Fortune fans of one kind or another. Now, this may be a technical question that's out of both of our ranges. Does that mean that the platform is more like the bingo platform that the Native American tribes had to use for a long time in California and elsewhere?
I can't answer that technically, but I know that the display that they had on the floor at G2E, it gave me the impression that they could, that it was just a standard bet, almost like roulette. They have multiple games, and Wheel of Fortune is just one of like four games. You can play roulette as well at the same time. So it's, the versatility of having that type of action, and you can play simultaneously Wheel of Fortune as well as that, even to the point where you're getting bonus with letters to solve a problem. It's really incredible technology. And I think that IGT has really, hit a home run on that one.
Amazing. Anything else that struck you as extraordinary at the convention?
Well, I think that the size, I've always been amazed at just how big these machines are.
Yes.
And most of these companies that are manufacturing these things are making huge. They always seem to. And I can't tell you by how large some of these things are at some of the other manufacturers, but they just seem to dwarf the existing machines in a lot of places now.
You know, I have older friends, and when I say older, I mean my age, who long to go and find the old of cherries and fruit, etc., and just line up those three cherries and play the machines. Is there anything like that that is being pushed by any of the manufacturers at this point, or is it all the new multi-game things?
No, I think mostly it's the new stuff. Although you'll see that some casino properties will actually market that they have some of the old-fashioned machines, and press releases out and all, they will describe that they have some of the old Vegas style of machines. And those still appeal to a lot of people who visit here. So I think they have a built-in market for that.
All right, let's change topics here to one of yours and my favorite topics, which
must be the airport.
It is the airport. And it was funny because I got a hold of after you put out your article that was headlined, New Details Revealed on Massive Proposed Reed Airport Expansion. I called and said, well, you knew you were going to hear from me right away. and we did have the deputy from the airport come on the program and talk about it. But what were your thoughts on this expansion? Because this is going to bridge the gap to an extent between this and the opening of whatever.
You know, we've written for a long time about the plans for the Ivanpah Valley Airport, the supplemental airport is what they're calling it. for now until they come up with a name. But the problem has always been that completion date, 2037?
Yeah.
My goodness, I mean, there's a lot of growth going on. And every time you see the numbers, well, they're always talking about new records. They're talking about more than 5 million people in a month, on a good month. And when you see that level of growth, you have to say, whoa, this 2037 date isn't going to cut it. And I think that they realized that at the airport and made some decisions. They brought in a new administrator who had worked in Detroit to look at the what the layout was and what the design was now at Terminal 1. And he came up with a plan that actually increases the number of gates that are available. And the way they do that, I don't know how familiar, you know, viewers are of the airport there, but in Terminal 1, you have the A and all the way out to the end, and there's a little satellite where you've got six gates, and one of them there's five. But that's what, 24 gates right there. Well, they're going to be able to expand that greatly by what they call a pier system. The pier system is what they have in most conventional airports, where there's a long concourse and you have gates on either side.
Right.
So they'll be able to do that on both the newest one, because they're going to build another one that extends out to where Terminal 2 used to be. And that's kind of towards the strip. So that new terminal will probably be built first so they can get those gates opened. And then they'll go to work on the A and the B gates so that they're never going to have fewer than the number of gates that they already have. And eventually they'll be able to expand it to. It's pretty a pretty big thing. And the fact that they can do that in approximately 4 years makes it a nice bridge between what we have now and what we're going to need when the supplemental airport in Ivanpah Valley opens.
Yeah, and the ironic thing is here that they're not anticipating to be able to deal with more flights. It's just to make the current flights that they have. And I'm sure you, because I know you have family up in Reno, the Reno airport is redoing both of their concourses as well. And they're actually going to build the concourses side by side with the ones that exist now and then transition over.
Oh.
Here they're going to go to what used to be Terminal 2, and now they're going to rename Terminal 3 Terminal 2,
right,
which won't confuse anybody after we've all been.
No Terminal 2.
Right, I know, it was a great story. So it's not really increasing the number of flights, and one would have to think that there are a lot more airlines that would like to get in here at this point. And with the number of rooms continuing to increase and the number of sporting venues that are going to continue to increase, that they are going to need to be able to get more flights in here. And I don't know.
They're saying that this is not a play to get more flights. The fact is that they're going to get more flights. I mean, there are airlines that want to increase capacity here. There are airlines that that we don't even have here yet that want to come here. So eventually that's going to be part of the equation, I think. But right now the goal is to smooth things out. They have a lot of peaks and valleys. Overnight red eyes. So they can bring in more flights without expanding, but the fact is that this will ease things quite a bit by smoothing out those large peaks. And, you know, it's always frustrating to me when I fly into Las Vegas and we get there early and we're sitting on the tarmac because our gate's not available.
Right, right. Or they push back from the gate and then you're 15 minutes, but once they move away from that gate or arrive at the gate, that's the on-time departure and arrival.
Yeah, so it's a customer service play. You know, it's going to make people more, make the airport more appealing to more travelers that come in here.
Yeah, and provide more restaurants, more shops.
Right.
So there'll be other things to do there. But it's a fascinating process. And part of that is my in terms of what this is going to cost. It's been put out there as, well, this is what we'd like to do. The commissioners seem to be in agreement that this is a good idea, obviously. But what's the number? Apparently, the airport has no debt. So this would be new debt, correct?
Right.
So what would it be, a process of bonding?
Bonding,
and then
exactly.
Public-private partnerships?
Right. And all this, by the way, has lines, but I think that's going to be a slam dunk. That,
right.
That's one of the things I'll probably be pursuing, is to find out what some of the airports think about this, or airlines think about this, because they are actually make the decision as to whether this project goes forward. You know, and there's other things that are not actually physically on the airport that are being proposed as well, that will
roads, right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's huge. So, you know, when you just consider the cost of road building, I mean, that's not a small number.
Yeah.
But then you also have to think of, okay, so Ivanpah is coming at whatever point it's coming. And that, the numbers have been, you know, around $14 billion in 2 years ago's numbers. What they will be like down the road, fund and do public-private partnerships with a lot of people to make this work.
Well, chances are they'll be able to retire a lot of those bonds on this upcoming project before they need to bond for the ones at Ivanpah. But that's a long way in the future. And I'm sure all the financial wizards over there are trying to figure out exactly how they're going to time it out. But, and frankly, it was something that when I saw this, I thought, good, they got the message, or they got it that this isn't going to work until 2037.
Well, and apparently where the gamers were advised about all this, as far as Ivanpah was concerned, when they were going to the legislature, to get the approval for the new airport, got it through your articles the same way the rest of us did. But thanks for doing that, because that really gave me some good copy for my show here.
Good.
And brought you in.
Always here to help.
Thank you. Let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Rick Pallotta when we come back.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Pallotta. He covers tourism and gaming for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. My favorite magazine comes out once a year. It's called Nevada Gaming Lawyer. And Ellen Whittemore, who just stepped down as the
in chief the process legal, of stepping
down. Yeah, in the process, yes. Chief legal person for Wynn Resorts, wrote an opinion piece as the foreword for this new edition. And basically what she's saying to the gaming regulators is, and I'm paraphrasing here, to stop board as criminals. I mean, that was what I got from that. I'm curious as to how you think about this and what you think the commission and the control board's response is going to be.
Well, I think that the commission and the control board have kind of a balancing act that they have to do. They like to show respect. They like to they seem genuine. They are appearing, but for the very first time, they try to make the applicant very comfortable. But the fact is that they are regulators. They do have to, you know, put the hammer down on some of these folks when there are things that go wrong. And frankly, the last few months, we've seen quite a bit of that. So I think that they have to balance their role to the industry and treating them with respect and to a certain extent, admiration. And then at the other on the other end of it, being sure to let them know who's boss and to let them know who is that they're always going to be watching them.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Rick after this timeout.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He is the tourism and gaming reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So there has been a lot in your reporting. Scott Sibilla being removed from that property, charges against him that he had to settle with his time at MGM. But there are also other stories bubbling up about other properties as well. What is going on with our gaming industry?
Well, that's kind of scary right now. And I've really been interested in seeing how this is going to be resolved, especially the Resorts World complaint, which was filed back in October. And we still have not seen a resolution to that, nor have we seen resolution to the MGM Scott Sibilla situation. This is something that I hope is going to be on the schedule soon, but we're going to have to wait and see what exactly they're going to do once they have them in front of them.
It's a fascinating time.
It is.
And for a state that considers itself the gold standard, One last thing here, the Mirage, the closing of the Mirage, your thoughts on that, because you've covered that from day one.
Yeah, they had a very nice send-off, I think. A lot of people are really excited about the new guitar-shaped hotel tower that's going to be built. That's still a long ways off, but it's something that's going to change. We always do, and we do it usually pretty well here.
Another thing that is going to has changed the face of the Strip is the Sphere. And it's remarkable that whatever picture you see of the Strip, suddenly there is the winking eye or something else on the Sphere that just makes you go, wow. And it shocks me that other countries around the world, like London, for example, or England and London, have said they don't.
The reason why in London they didn't want it was because it was very close to some residential neighborhoods. And there are some apartments that are sort of close to the Sphere, but it's not like it's right in the middle. So that was the balancing act that the London mayor was having to deal with. But I think that we might see something in Korea, sometime South Korea.
Amazing. Hey, always great to visit with you, man. Thank you so much for fitting us in this week. I know. Back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Thanks for watching. Nevada Newsmakers come to you from Las Vegas. Our thanks to the Ahern Hotel for accommodating us. We'll see you on the next broadcast.